What I can address, I think, is how do you deal with grief? And losing a child to cancer after chemo and surgeries, I don't know if you recover from that. I think you, something trite, like you find a way to keep going, but I don't know necessarily that you recover from that. Because it's horrific. I agree. But it's also entirely possible that after that, if you're suffering from depression, which would be normal, please, it would be normal in that situation. But if you have an underlying depression issue or an underlying anxiety issue, it makes alcohol overuse much more likely, and it makes Wolfie grab on to anything that's in there. Now, I want to tell you that someone who has not lost their 16-year-old son hears Wolfie tell them, "You're a fuck up. Your life is a disaster. This is never going to get any better. Other people have a happy life. You don't." The common thing that you don't want to hear, Bob, and I know I don't blame you. You don't want to hear this, but Wolfie says the same shit to everybody. In your case, he's got extra ammunition. He can say, "Your son died. What's the point?" And it is no consolation to you to tell you that Wolfie says to someone else, "Your neighbor's setting her house on fire. What's the point? Your husband just lost his job. What's the point? My father has a key to my house and lets himself in and then tells me that I don't rake the leaves well enough. What's the point?" These are all real emails that I've gotten from people this week. I know raking the leaves is not the same as cancer. I know. The voice in our head, though, it doesn't care. It doesn't care what the shit is. It'll find any shit. And so the voice in your head, the Wolfie voice, the booze witch, whatever you call it, will latch on to anything and will make you feel terrible. I get it. I get the terrible part. I've had the voice. I know what it is. I know what it says. My audio from yesterday was, you know, why do other people have a good life and I don't? Why are other people out of debt and I'm not? Why does she go to Europe and I don't? Wolfie, sorry, so sorry. If I tell you now, and I am going to tell you this, and you're going to not believe me, that if you stop drinking, you're going to feel better. I know that doesn't even seem possible. If I tell you now that in drinking, you add fuel to the horrific reality and make it worse, I mean, is it possible to make it worse? You're going to argue with me. 16-year-old son, cancer, there's no worse. There's a tiny worse, and the tiny worse is where you slam your hand in a car door every day because of what happened to your son. The tiny worse is where you fuck up your own life, pour bottles of wine on your head, when there are other reasons for you to be taking care of you, when there are perfectly good reasons for you to take care of you. I don't deny or pretend that crappy things didn't happen. It would be stupid.